Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again with Dr. Steve Wellum about his systematic theology. We've been working our way through the book. We've actually been working our way through chapter 17 in the last two interviews. And one more time, we want to pick up to complete chapter 17. Steve, welcome back. Let's pick up with the holiness of God. You take that here, you will, in later chapters, deal with the attributes of God, but you introduce that here. So what's that all about? Scripture has a heavy emphasis on the holiness of God. Yeah. What is that about?
Yeah, so, you know, in this chapter, that's trying to give the big picture, right? So it's not trying to deal with every single attribute. Of course, that's the next chapter, right? Yeah. So it's trying to give the overview, right? So, and even in this section here, as we've tried to say, well, who is the God of the Bible? What, how would we name him? Well, he is the Lord, right? Obviously, that's how God identifies. He has many descriptions of him, many names of him, but Yahweh, the Lord, is his personal name. So, to speak about him, we have to say that he is the Lord. And then he is the creator covenant God. So that's the overarching. Now we're spelling out, all right, how can we spell this out in terms of worldview implications, and particularly as it's set over against other conceptions of God in our religiously pluralistic age, and as we take the gospel to the nations and not only speak in this country, but missionaries around the world, right? I mean, people are facing all kinds of religious views, philosophical views. So I'm trying to, even though I'm writing in a Western United States and so on, Western society, United States of America, I'm wanting these things to be transferable to other parts of the world. So that's always a difficult task, but trying to get people to think, all right, here's a Christian God over against a Hindu view and a Muslim view and Buddhist view and whatever I'm facing in the culture. So in picking up transcendence, immanence, and absolute personal, I mean, those are ways of summarizing this creator covenant Lord. They're just picking up aspects of, sort of fleshing out who this creator covenant Lord is. Well, he is transcendent. He is immanent. He is the absolute one, but not an absolute in the philosophical conception of in some impersonal being, but he is the personal God. And then I picked holiness as a, I could have picked more, but I picked holiness as an overarching way of capturing the biblical God. So I'm trying to give this larger summary. So why holiness, right? Some will say, and it's deliberately picked because I think I've got biblical reasons for it, but also it's set over against the previous discussion of open theism, right? Where open theism and these kind of views of God, what they will privilege in some sense, or what they will emphasize, prioritize, is divine love, right? So they will say, well, God is love, right? Well, we do not want to deny that, right? And I will then have a whole discussion on the love of God. But when I speak of God as the covenant God, as the one who's immanent, the God who is personal, obviously I'm picking up the fullness of divine love, right? God as a person loves within himself, right? Or the triune God within himself. He loves us, right? We can think of even different senses to love. He loves the world that he has made. He loves his people. He loves, even a fallen world and so on. People like Don Carson in his book on the difficult doctrine of love of God and others in the history of the church have made that point. So I'm putting that under the God who is personal, the God who is the covenant God and so on. So all that's there. Yet there has been a neglect, I think, of God's holiness. And when you look at scripture, so we'll have to be very, very careful that one attribute is not elevated over other attributes, right? So God in his entire being is his attributes. And when we classify and distinguish attributes, it's our way of getting around the very being of God and all of his fullness and so on. But holiness, I mean, when you read scripture, holiness is pretty important, right? And that's an understatement. So